Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Alhamdulillahi wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. We have been discussing akhlaq, hypocrisy and many other related things over the past number of weeks, and it was my intention to continue. But before we continue, listen to this poetry of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, which is in fact a waz. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. This jawani is a very, very difficult period in the life of any person. From the age of 15 to 25, 30, it's a very difficult period. And now, because of all the porn movies and all the fitnas that are around us, it commences even at an earlier age. And when the person himself is jawan, when he's young, he's fit, he's healthy, then at that time shaitan keep whispering in his ears and in his heart that you will remain young. There's no question of old age coming over you. There's no question of you suffering any kind of weakness or ill health or any kind of disaster. You are still going to live for a very, very long time. There is no question of you dying at a young age. Even the thought shaitan doesn't allow to come into the mind. And if the person has to see somebody's death, some young person passing away, then shaitan whispers, well, that happens, it is life, some young people do pass away, but not you. Some young people do pass away, but not you. You can rest assured, you will live for a very long time. So enjoy yourself. Youth will never come again. No matter what kind of advancement science makes, thousands of years they've been working on different kinds of medication and all kinds of technology. But has science succeeded in reversing old age or the weakness of old age? That temporary strength that comes in the body of a person taking some kind of medication or tablets, that doesn't mean the young, old person became young. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is there. the rotation of the earth, the alternation of the day and night, it must have its impact on a person's life. He cannot be the same at 60, he cannot be what he was at 16 and 18 and 25. Look at all the powerful boxers of the world. Muhammad Ali Clay. What a powerful boxer. The world spoke about his strength. And what a pitiable state he is in now. And that comes over everybody. It doesn't mean that the person is now getting some kind of azab or anything. We don't know how much tawbah istighfar he made and what's his position in the eye of Allah Ta'ala. But we are talking about strength in the body. That punch of his which is to flatten big heavyweights, but that hand does not have any kind of strength anymore. Weakness has overtaken the person. How many operations Chris Barnard did, the first heart transplant in South Africa, and that same hand which undertook so many operations, Parkinson's disease, and finish. Weakness must come. Inka naksha tha kal jawani ka hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. We just can't seem to keep pace. So quickly that little child was crawling. We say the child is now walking. Then we say running. Then we say just entered grade one. Before we know what happened, we say is in matric. Then is some profession. And then the person is already a father of so many children himself. And that person becomes a grandfather. So, jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. That person who we used to recognize as a young person. Strength of a young person in his body. Full of energy and full of strength and health. Hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. He says, this is my grandchild. I've got so many grandchildren. Grandchildren, he starts talking about. And then some people, they say, this is my great-grandchild. So this is what will happen. Hey, laqab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. What trust can we place in that kind of jawani? This is a majlis of Islah, and because we are dealing with this problem every day, young people, they just can't seem to give up certain kind of sins, and they are pestered by shaitan and by nafs. They are overpowered. Shaitan and nafs overpowers them. Because they have placed their trust in that jawani. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? What can you trust that jawani? It is like shifting sand on which the person is walking. One day it's going to change. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka he laqab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha ta ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really loves the ibadat of a young person. Under the shade of his throne, on the day of Qiyamah, where different categories of people will be given shelter, then one is that category of the young person who grew up in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that does not mean again that the person did nothing but read Quran Sharif whole day, read Tasbih whole day, made zikr whole day. It doesn't mean that. The young person did everything that any young person, normal young person would do. He kept himself fit and healthy, he ran, he jogged, he skipped, nothing wrong. The person enjoyed the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with. He used his jawani in the correct direction. He did not use his jawani for haram, his youth for haram. He did not lose the jawani in the sinful lifestyle, in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He did not waste that youth of his. Those of us who pass that age, now we regret. Hi, we wish we can get those days of youth again. Then we will do this and we will do that and we will do that. But it's too late to do anything now. It's gone. You just cannot reverse the clock. You cannot bring back the days of youth. So those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with health, with energy, with life, even though we may not be in our 16s and 20s and 30s, but whatever life there is, we must consider that as a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever strength there is in our bodies, we must make use of it whilst we have that strength, because it does not remain forever and ever. Sooner or later, the person loses that strength in his body. He does not have that zeal and that energy anymore to do that which he could have done when he was young, fit and healthy. So kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? Don't trust that young, that youth. Don't trust that jawani. It is going to vanish. It is going to make many people shed tears of regret. Ask all those people who wasted their youth. Many of them are not even capable of marrying now, because they wasted that youth. The strength that Allah Ta'ala had given them, due to bad indulgences, they became physically weak, and now they are regretting. You are understanding what I am saying. So therefore, don't waste it. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? It will not remain forever. Sooner or later, the person will lose that youth.
مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقبا جنانا نانی کا مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا
How many became patches of the earth? Those who are proud of their jawani, of their youth, of the strength in their bodies. Those who bragged about their vigor and their energy and their strength. And they said, who is there that we can challenge us? Who is there that can match our strength? مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے Death overtook them and they became patches of earth. Go and look for that youth in the earth now. Shake the ground, open the grave and look for that youth. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne naaz tha jinko zindagani ka. They were proud in their lives. We will live for a very, very long time. But gone. Death came and the person is gone. So there is no way that a person can be proud or brag. Whatever strength he has, use it correctly and gain the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the beauty of Islam. That you can become Allah ta'ala's wali and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's friend, and you can gain the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by making use of those very things that others make use of. But just that you make use of it correctly for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's will and direction. So the same food, the same drink, the same clothes, the same shelter, the same travel, everything can become ibadah. Niyat has to be correct and the person must know the masail of Sharia. So mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا The
person was proud, my property, my home, my car, my qualification, my degrees, my investments,
But death came and the person became a patch of the earth. Nothing is left. And it is very, very important that these days we are aware of this. We must have istihzar. The person must be fully conscious, wherever he is, that this can happen at any time. Whosoever he may be, can be a mufti sahab, qari sahab, scientist, engineer, doctor, lawyer, little child, young person, old person. There is no such thing as it will only come when the person gets old. Death will then come. How many times you have heard?
Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badanta muattar kafanta. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badanta muattar kafanta. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badanta na tare kafanta.
How many times we have seen that? Kahi baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badanta muattar kafanta. O mubayyaz, has it changed too. That the person's body was fit and healthy. People were proud. He himself was proud. Look at the physical fitness of my body. And when the person died, then at that time also they gave him the best kafan and everything. But after some time when the grave was dug up, then there was no sign of the kafan there. And there was no sign of the body there. So mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne naaz tha jinko zindagani ka. It is a majlis of islah. So this is what we do. We listen to things which will make islah of our nafs. Lots of other things we have to learn about namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, tilawat and everything else. But what is it that will make us look forward to bringing amal in our lives? It is when we realize and recognize ourselves, when we recognize ourselves, who we are, where we came from and where we are heading for. Then only the person will go in that direction. Otherwise nothing will take us in that direction. Then we will only be gathering information. At present it is nothing but gathering of information. There is an explosion of knowledge all around. There is an explosion of knowledge on the computers, in the magazines, in the newspapers, in the publications are unlimited now. Libraries are filled with publications which our elders who were desirous of seeing those books but they never had the opportunity to see. Those kind of kitabs are being published, volumes upon volumes. They had to go around the world and look for the manuscripts, and sometimes they had to spend months and years just to sit there and make a note from those manuscripts. Today it is all published and you get it in the libraries, you get it at the bookshops. Go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Beirut, Egypt and other places. You can buy any amount of books, even in South Africa now. And even on CD, as Maulana says, you can get everything. Computers are filled. I mentioned it on Jalsa, one of the madrasa, Darul Uloom Jalsas. I said, look at the computer. The amount of knowledge the computer has, even great, great ulama don't have that much. Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawood Sharif, Muslim Sharif, all the Sahasitta kitabs are there. Hidayah is there. Fathul Qadir is there. Faizul Bari is there. Fathul Bari is there. Commentaries of Bukhari Sharif, of Mishkat Sharif. What kitabs you will find there. Inheritance, you find everything there. So whether it is jurisprudence, whether it is Hadith Sharif, whether it is Tafsir, you find everything on the computer. Millions of pieces of information there. Look at the recent one, even all the Ahadith, thousands of Ahadith. Now just with Alif you can pick up all the, if you want, then all the Hadith Sharif that begin with Alif, and with Ba and with Ta. But up till today I said nobody has kept the computer and said, MashaAllah, you are a great alim and mufti and qari now. And now you will be the rehbar and the guide for the ummah. So today in this graduation ceremony we are putting one pagdi over your head too. Computer ko bhi ek pagdi pehna. Bahut bada alim ban gaya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen the heart of man for that. It only gathers information there. Who is going to make amal? Did we ever see all the computers lined up in the first saf after learning all the hadith on namaz? So the next morning when we went for fajr namaz, we see all computers lined up in the first saf and making namaz with khushu and khuzu. And then suddenly we find all the computers dishing out zakat. And the computers became Hajj season, so you find in Arafat only computers lined up in Maidan Arafat because they knew all the masail of Hajj. Up till today we haven't seen one flying from here for Hajj. So that only man, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, chose this heart of man to receive the knowledge and then make amal on that knowledge. Amal on that knowledge, it is only this human being that can make, the Muslim, the believer in Allah ta'ala. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. Sometimes if a person has limited knowledge, but he makes more amal than the person who is plentiful of knowledge. So mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne naaz tha jinko zindagani tha. Became patches of earth. Go to the qabristan. We must visit qabristan. Go alone. And then look at all the graves. What kind of people lie in the graveyard? Politicians, sportsmen, government officials, Mufti sahabs, Qari sahabs, Huffaz of the Quran Sharif, very, very charitable and large-hearted people, misers, cowards, traitors, people with absolutely weak iman, those with no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj in their lives, and those with plenty of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and everything in their lives. Different kinds of people you will find all buried in that qabristan. After that, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is dealing with them in the akhirat or in the qabr, that we don't know. But I'm talking about what we knew them to be in this world. Different kinds of people. They all are there. But everybody's qabr is silent. From the outside, absolute silence, as if nothing is happening. But there is a whole world there. Alam-e-barza. We must have good opinion of whosoever passed away, whatever condition. But with regards to our mawta, our dead people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching is that we must have a good opinion. We don't know that last minute what kind of tawbah he made, or somebody read and sent sawab to him, or made istighfar for him, made isale sawab for him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgave him. So we must have a good opinion. But we must take lessons for ourselves. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne naaz tha jinko zindagani ka, jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka, kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka, dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim, khauf kar maut na gahani ka, dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim, khauf kar maut na gahani ka. Give your heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and fear sudden death, fear it, that it can come suddenly. Khauf kar maut nagahani ka. Nagahani maut ka, khauf kar. We don't need evidence in our times, we don't need evidence. Those days if somebody passed away suddenly, it was like a talk of the town. So and so passed away. In the 50s also, 60s also, same thing. One death you hear of somewhere, that a person passed away suddenly, it was like a shock. Today if you hear the person first reached old age, then he was sick and then he passed away, then you say, well, that is something that's a novelty, that the person reached old age and then he fell sick and he passed away. Otherwise it's like a normal occurrence. Child of 2, child of 5, a young person of 16, 18, 20, 30, just going. Dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim khauf kar maut na gaani ka. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se, jab khula haal-e-dar-e fani ka. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se, jab khula haal-e-dar-e fani ka. This world and all its attractions fell off from my gaze and from my sight. All that great appreciation and that great love that was in my heart for everything of this world, it all dropped from my sight. Jab kula hal dare fani ka. When we looked at the dare fani, that this dare fani, when we looked at its condition and how people are leaving this world suddenly and they leave behind everything. They don't take with them anything. So then that love of it left my heart. Doesn't mean the person doesn't make use of it, but he doesn't attach his heart to it. This is our weakness. We have given our heart to the things of this dunya so much that we don't want to part from it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal in this dare fani, which is dunya. We make amal for the dare akhirat, over which there is no fana. It will remain forever and ever. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْذَرِينَ. نہ تو ان پر آسمان اور زمین کو رونا آیا اور نہ ان کو مہلت ہی دی گئی. There are some people that leave this world, it just seems to have connected with this mazmoon. Some people leave this world and nobody cries over them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, neither the skies nor the earth cried over their departure from this world. And neither were they given, nor were they given a respite. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned before this in the Quran Sharif, the story of Fir'aun and his destruction, and how they were drowned in the ocean. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that nobody cried over them also. There was nobody to cry or shed tears over them. The heavens and the earth did not shed any tears. حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says کہ کوئی بندہ نہیں ہے مگر یہ کہ اس کے لئے آسمان میں دو دروازے ہوتے ہیں. ایک دروازے سے اس کا عمل چھڑتا ہے اور دوسرے دروازے سے اس کا رزق نازل ہوتا ہے. That for every person there are two doors. One door from where his rizq comes down, his sustenance comes down. And the other door is from where his amal go up. His actions and his amal, they go up. And one door from the heavens from where the rizq comes down. Every person has got it. جب مومن مر جاتا ہے تو یہ دونوں دروازے اس کو مفقود پا کر اس پر روتے ہیں. When a good Muslim, when a good mu'min passes away, then both these doors miss him. And they shed tears over him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter recited the same ayat, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْزَرِينَ. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so angry with them, and he is so angry with those people who have died in their disbelief, in their arrogance, in the disobedience, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not care about them. That is what is referred to as the heavens and the earth did not cry over them. That's what it means. With regards to doors in the skies and heavens and all that, it's the same when it comes to Miraj. They want to know through which door did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam go and through which door did he come. So there was one person who was trying to mislead people with the same kind of objections, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Miraj, then show me in the sky now where's the door through which he entered. So there was one elderly person, he was going past. He said, what's happening here? He said, now this man, he says that he's not a Muslim, and he says that how did your prophet go for Miraj? Through which door did he go and which door did he come? So there was a river running there. So this person dived into the river, stayed underwater for some time, and then came out. And then took his big stick, big danda, and said, now show me the door here. Which door I entered here and which door I came out from? If you don't show me, I'll give a couple shots on your head now. Where is he going to show door now in the water? Can anybody show door in the water? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't understand most of these things because it's a different world there. So there is a door from which the sustenance is coming down. Now are we going to look into the skies and look for the door? But we can see Allah Ta'ala sends down sustenance. In different ways Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sending it. The rain comes, the crops grow and all that. So there is something happening. Is the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now when a mu'min dies, when a believer dies, then those doors, they miss this person and they tear over his departure. Not only that, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se marwi hai ke zameen mu'min ke marne par 40 din tak roti hai. Phir unhone bhi yahi ayat padhi. For 40 days the earth cries over a mu'min's departure. Allah Ta'ala made this earth so that we make some amal on it, that when we part, when we leave the world, when we go from here, so then the earth also misses us. That the person used to make namaz here on me, the person used to make zikr here, the person used to make tilawat here, the person used to assist and help the poor and the widows who were living around in this area, their homes are built on earth, whereas it is built. In the same way, whatever good deeds and good actions they are doing, so the earth will give evidence, it will bear witness and testimony. So that earth misses that person, that where is he gone? And it cries over him. Those doors also which miss the person, because the risk stops coming now. So the risk stops coming means that the person is gone now. The risk is over. And his amal stops going up. So that means his death has come. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu se marwi hai ki mu'min jab is jahan se intiqal kar jata hai to us par wo jagah roti hai jahan wo namaz padhta tha. That place where he used to make salat, that place cries over his passing away. Therefore one buzrug Allah wala, his nafil namaz used to make in different places, here, there and everywhere in the masjid. So they asked him, why you do that? He says, so that different places can bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah that I was making salat there. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that place, that piece of ground on which his forehead used to go on in sajda, so now that earth also cries in his departure. Asman ka wo hissa rota hai jahan se uska amal chadta tha. And that door in the sky from which his amal used to go up, even that tears that this person has passed away. Phir aapne yahi ayat tilawat farmayi, fama bakat alayhimus sama'u wal ard. Then neither did the earth nor did the skies cry over their departure. That means the kuffar, or those people who left this world without believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, without being obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So for them, when they left this world, nobody cried. And these parts of the ground and the heaven and the skies and everything is crying, whether the mu'min and the Muslim is leaving the world. So we can see that there is an attachment. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created all these things to give testimony Allah Ta'ala wants to see us go into Jannat. He wants to us to enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat. He does not want us to suffer punishment in the Akhirat or even in this world. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created all these means that make your ibadah, zikr, tilawat, be good and kind to people, assist and help. Whatever good deed and good amal the person is going to do, and everything that he is doing according to the Quran and Sunnah for the pleasure of Allah is a good deed. So each and every one of those places where, every place that he did that good deed, it is going to be giving evidence, and this person will be enjoying the benefits of that. And that will also cry when he is departing from this world. Therefore it said that when we came into this world, we came crying. The baby, when it cries, then that is the sign that the baby is alive. At the time of birth, when the baby does not cry, then we say that the baby is dead, stillborn. Crying is a sign of life. Just as the baby's crying is a sign of life, in the same way, the mu'min and the Muslim, when he cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over his sins, then that is a sign that he has got hayat in his heart. Hayat-e qalbi he has got. There is hayat-e jismani, that the body comes alive. And here there's hayat-e qalbi, that the person's heart is alive. That the person has recognized his Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he has recognized his own weakness and his shortcomings and his sins. And therefore the person is now tearing and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So there was hayat of the jism, and here there's hayat of the qalb. So the sign that the baby is alive is its crying. So the Allah Wala says that when you came into this world, you came crying, but the people were happy around you. That mother asked her who gave birth after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, or it's a first child, or second child, or that woman was looking forward to child, Allah Ta'ala is blessed. They all happy, everybody is happy, child is born. So everybody was happy and you came crying. He says, now when you leave this world, then leave the world in such a way that you go happy and smiling. And you leave behind people crying. That means conduct your life in such a way that people will cry the day you depart from this world. We must live our life in such a way that every person will miss us. Now, can we all say that people will miss us? Some of the wives will not miss the husband. Some of the husbands will not miss their wives. They're looking forward to the day of departure. What a sad state. So many parents are looking for the departure of their children. How many mothers are cursing the children? Allah Ta'ala must take him away. Allah Ta'ala must take him away. It's hell in my home. So our akhlaq, again it boils down to the same thing. Our akhlaq, our mu'amlat and mu'asharat, our dealings, our etiquette, our morals, our behavior, our conduct, our relationship with people. It must be of such a kind that when we leave this world, then they miss us. It must not be that they express great amount of happiness. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that when this person passes away, then even that piece of ground or that place from which his amal used to go up in the skies, all they cry for him. بس آیت میں جو آسمان و زمین کے رونے کی نفی فرمائی ہے تو اس لیے کہ یہاں عمل ہی نہ تھا, کیونکہ عمل معتبر ہوتا ہے ایمان سے اور ان کے اندر ایمان ہی ندارت تھا. Now those people of Firaun, now they had no عمل. Even if they did good deeds, it was not recognized by Allah تبارک و تعالی. If a person has a beautiful note, shiny note, but it does not have the stamp of approval, it is not a genuine note, it is a forgery, then no matter how shining and how glittering, but is not going to be accepted by the banks, the person will land himself in prison. And on the other hand, he's got a crumpled note, but it is a genuine note. So that note will be accepted in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, by the banks. Although it's not a very clean one, and we don't know how many thousands of hands handle that note, but it's a genuine one. So that Muslim, no matter how sinful he may be, no matter how much of weakness may be in his life, and no matter how much of sins he may have committed, but he's got the seal of Iman. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept that note. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept. But sometimes there will be a need to iron that note, to clean that note. So that will happen in the azab of Jahannam for a little while, and then the person will get forgiveness. But the others who do not have belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they haven't recognized the Creator, so they are committing high treason. And when a person has committed high treason, no matter how much of hospitals he may have built, and how many degrees and to his credit he has, and how much of charities he must have given, but he can't stand up in court and say, well, I've done so much of good deeds, so therefore I should not be going into prison, but I don't recognize your government. So the person is not going to get freedom. The person will be arrested, put into prison, and all his charitable works and all will be given no consideration. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very, very fair and just. So when a disbeliever, a non-Muslim, when he does some kind of charitable work, good deeds, good actions, then Allah ta'ala gives them multiple in this world, because they must get it somewhere. So he gives it to them, take it in this world. And for the Muslim, Allah ta'ala gives here too and gives in the akhirat too. And sometimes if he doesn't get materially here, he will get in the akhirat. But immediate reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to the Muslim is sukoon in his heart. He gets a happiness in his heart. And he enjoys a sukoon which nobody else in this world can understand. Only that believer can understand. There is no such word as sukoon in the English dictionary. They don't know what is sukoon. Sukoon is dil, they can't experience. It is sakina, it is a noor which comes from above and enters the heart, it settles in the heart. Now where is it going to come and settle in the hearts of those who disbelieve or don't recognize Allah Ta'ala? So those people of Fir'aun, because they didn't recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, so there was no deeds which went up through that door. So there was no crying over their parting from this world. When they left, there was nothing to cry over, because no deeds came through that door. Ya matlab ye hai ki unke upar sukkan e sama yani malaika aur sukkan e ard yani zameen ke bashinde mu'minin nahi roye balki unke halak hone par khush hue. The meaning is the believers on this earth and the angels in the sky, they became happy that these people drowned. Fir'aun and his people all drowned. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْذَرِينَ. پس جب ان لوگوں کی ہلاکت کا وقت آ پہنچا تو پھر دوسرے وقت تک کے لیے یا قیامت تک کے لیے کوئی معاملہ ٹلا بھی نہیں بلکہ اسی دنیا میں ان کو سزا دے دی گئی. حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ کہا جاتا ہے کہ آسمان کے افق پر جو سرخی ہوتی ہے یہی اس کا بکا اور گریہ ہے مومن پر. اس دنیا سے جب صالح بندہ چلا جاتا ہے تو انسان زمین اور آسمان بھی رنج اور غم محسوس کرتے ہیں. And this is something that has been experienced, that if you find one Allah wala passing away somewhere in the world, who was of a caliber, who was of a very high stage of piety and taqwa, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with his qurb and with his marifat, he was an arif billah, or he was someone that was recognized as a great muhaddis, mufassir, in other words, a person of great piety and taqwa, then irrespective of which part of the world he passes away, but the believers, the true believers, those hearts have got some kind of taqwa and noor of taqwa, then immediately they can feel a kind of a difference. They can feel and sense that something has happened in the world. There's a loss. How when a person suffers some kind of material loss, then he feels the pain. In the same way, the Ahlullah of the world, immediately they can feel that somebody has departed from this world. So that is what we have to aspire for, that we must try. We will not be able to reach there overnight. To gain marifat of Allah and connection with Allah Ta'ala is not impossible. Allah Ta'ala has not made anything impossible for man. All that is required is courage and himmat. We need a little bit of himmat, a little bit of courage. Take the first steps towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many times you have heard that example? That in the early days when a person is digging, or when the person is commencing with the digging of a well, wants to dig up a borehole for a well, then first only dust and sand and stones, nothing else. What else comes out? 10 meters, 50 meters, sometimes 100 meters and even more, nothing coming out, only sand and dust. Now it just depends on how much of sand and dust and stone we've got in our heart. So in the early days, that's what is going to happen. We'll be making namaz to, zikr to, tilawat to, restraining our gaze to, and doing everything. But we'll feel as if nothing is happening inside. And shaitan too will then say, you see, so long you spent in namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadah, you gave up all your bad habits over a year now and nothing seems to have happened. So he'll give it up. Whereas if the person just continues a little further, if he keeps on drilling, then he'll reach a stage where there'll be sand and water mixed. But even that sand and water mixed is no good for drinking. But the person does not stop there. If he continues, goes a little further, then he strikes water. Then thousands of musallis of the masjid will use that water for their wuzu purposes. And many people will be filling up water from those boreholes that have been dug and using it for their ghusl and for their cooking and for the washing of their clothes and for so many other purposes. But first it was that sand and dust that came out, but he didn't stop there. So we must not stop, we must not give up. Our weakness is this, that after a few days we give it up. Nothing is happening, give it up. So something is happening, but give it some time. The person who was dry wood, then it just needs one matchstick and it lights up. But we are like that wood on which plenty of rain has fallen. And it will take time for that wood to dry. So just putting the stick of match is not going to be sufficient. But don't give up. Just as we are persistent in our sins, now we don't give up the sin, but we give up the good deed that we were doing. Whereas that istighfar and tawbah that we were making, why give up that if we haven't given up the sin? Continue with the istighfar and tawbah. If the child has fallen once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, but if the child after falling, then we say, well look, twice or thrice the child tried to get up and walk, but couldn't manage, fell down, so now stay down, don't get up now. So will the child ever walk? Will it ever run? But every time it fell, again you pick the child up. Every time it fell, you pick it up. Right? Walk, walk, take a few steps. Then sooner or later the child will start running. So take the few steps towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and see what kind of sukoon Allah Ta'ala will give in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala will open the floodgates of His ni'mats. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless us with the qurb and marifat and yaqeen of His. When that tawakkul and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come in our hearts, then the things of this world will not have that kind of esteem in our hearts as it is having today. And then we will be looking at the treasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which are unlimited. Then we will learn how to draw from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's treasures. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah with such kind of amal and actions on the surface of this earth, that the day that we depart from this world, then the earth and the heavens, they cry over our departure. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaqisin, ya rahimal masakin. O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. We extremely weak servants of yours. Hum bahut hi gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, mujrim hai. Mere Mawla, hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par raham farma. How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those deeds and those actions which are pleasing to you, so that the day we leave this world, the heavens and the earth cry over our departure. Ya Allah, when we came into this world, we came crying and the people were happy around us. The day we leave this world, let us leave in a state that we are happy to meet you. We are looking forward to meeting you in Jannah, and we leave behind the people crying. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, everything will be ours. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Open the floodgates of your ni'mat for us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. We know that we are not deserving because of our sins and our evil actions and deeds. But Ya Allah, what is it that we were deserving? We did not deserve our sight, our hearing, our speech. We did not deserve our Iman and Islam. You blessed us with Iman and Islam, with your Ihsan, with your Fazl, with your kindness, with your favor. Ya Allah, bless us with forgiveness also, with your Fazl. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se hifazat farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with nur. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to throw out of our lives and our homes everything that's causing so much of corruption and fitnas. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering and the problems of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa, wa Masajid, Madaris Khanqas. Tabligh wa Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat, Gashtalim ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardships, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties and problems. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وآلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.